Good morning, honorable members, honorable minister, good morning. Good morning, colleagues from Department of Agriculture and colleagues from our parliament staff. Good morning. It's 10 o'clock. Now we are going to start our meeting. Because today other members have other commitments after this meeting, so we need to start on time to make sure that we have allow other members that are going for another meetings an opportunity to be in the meeting, and then after the meeting they can go to their meeting. I am not going to waste any time. I'll take this opportunity, Honorable Minister, to welcome you and your department. Everybody who's in the meeting, let me welcome again the provincial rep from the legislatures, the 9 legislatures that are here today. You are welcome. As you know, when we are dealing with the bills, the rep from the province, they are allowed to participate in our meeting. They must feel free. They are one of our own. They must not feel like maybe they are from the provinces. They are not supposed to participate. So you are welcome, honorable members from the provinces. Amanda, can I get the report and apologies if you do have any apologies? I received the apologies from...
Recording in progress.
From the 2 deputy ministers, Honorable Squasha and then Honorable Deputy Minister Gapa. I will learn to pronounce her surname very soon. Those are the 2 apologies that I received, Amanda. I don't know from your side, Amanda.
Thank you, Chair. There are no apologies from the committee members. Thank you, Chair.
Oh, by the way, Honorable Bibi said she'll join us. I don't know. She'll join us late. She still have another meeting, but she'll join the committee during the process of the meeting.
Chair.
End of today.
Chair.
Yes, Honorable Gausa. Mama Gausa.
Morning, Chair. I think Honorable Makwala will also join late if he hasn't joined yet. I know he was having connectivity problems. I think Honorable Magwala is going to join late.
Honorable Magwala, is he in the meeting? Yes.
Okay, no, thanks, Chair.
Thanks, ma. Amanda, can I get the agenda for today? Okay, the first item we have dealt with, which is apology. Now it's a briefing by the Department of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development on the Agricultural Product Standard Amendment Bill, B158-2021, which is 76. And then after that, we'll be considering the and adoption of the minutes and the reports. Okay. I am not going to any mover for the adoption of the agenda. Can we adopt the agenda, honorable members? Otherwise, I'll call you by name. Honorable Mangwe.
Honorable Chair.
Thanks, ma'am. And I second the adoption of the agenda. Without wasting any time, let me give to
Chairperson, you are out of order. Can I call you to order?
Okay.
You can't be a referee and a player. You need to be procedural when you chair these meetings.
Okay.
You can't ref play at the same time. Give somebody else to second, not you.
Yeah, because I have said let somebody to second the adoption of the minutes, but I mean not the minutes, the agenda. You guys are quiet. You are quiet, very quiet. And like I said, we don't have time. We have to deal with the important issues that will be tabled in front of us today. It means you were seconding Honorable Mam Kausere.
I agree with you, Chairperson. We don't have time. But in the absence of time, it doesn't mean that you must ref and play at the same time. I'm not saying I'm seconding. I was just cautioning you to say that is absolutely out of order from the chair.
Next time I'll do that, Honorable Mam Kause. Without wasting any time, let me give to the Honorable Minister to give a political overview. And then from there, the minister, she can give to the DG or whoever who's going to do the presentation of today. Honorable Minister, the platform is yours.
Thank you very much, Chairperson of the Select Committee, Honorable Members of the Select Committee and Provincial Representatives. This legislation that we're bringing to you today, it is a technical amendment that we require to strengthen the legislation to make clear some of the matters that might have not been quite clear as the industry interface with us. It is the amendment to ensure that we insert certain definitions and substitute others. It is also to provide for the auditing of products for management control systems, and also make provisions for setting of tariffs by the assignees on cost recovery basis. The bill also seeks to ensure that we can make further provisions for the minister to make regulations pertaining to the audit and management control systems and to provide for any other matters connected therewith. So it is a short bill, Chairperson, and we will deal with those issues of technicality and definitions that we really seek will improve the marketing of the agricultural products by ensuring that the standards that are applied are actually understood by all. I have Billy Makafula from the department who will take us through the legislation through you, Chairperson. Thank you very much.
Good morning. Thanks very much, Chef, and thanks very much to the minister and the honorable members. Good morning. The presentation is as follows. We are now presenting the bill that actually amended the Principal Act. And in that amendment, there are certain shortcomings that you identified. And let me just take you through the content of my presentation, which is as follows.
Sorry, Billy, do we have a slide presentation?
Oh, I thought I want to. Okay, let me just do this.
Can you just ask for sharing so that you can?
Yeah, no. I thought the minister, I thought they have the slide. They will certainly do that. Let me just go through. Let me see whether I cannot be able to share. But if there is somebody who can share that.
Amanda, can you assist Nana? Can you assist on giving the Debili sharing powers?
He does have sharing rights, Chair. He can just flag the presentation.
Sheesh, this is a challenge now. It's becoming a challenge for me. Really, is it possible that you could just take me, if I can just say slide one, then you flight it?
I think even but is here in, on the screen. I was just saying because we do have the presentation in front of us, but I can see it's on the screen. You can continue, sir.
Yes. So this presentation is as follows. Slide two, please. Slide two, we'll certainly have to look at the status quo, where we are in terms of this thing, in terms of the legislation, the bill itself, the deficiencies which were identified in the Principal Act, and solutions or measures that we actually took to remedy those deficiencies, and the process that has actually been traversed so far. And then it will go directly to the amended sections and their purposes. Slide three. Where we are in on the 21st February, the Honorable Minister participated in National Assembly where the second reading of the APS Act Amendment, AP Agricultural Product Standards Amendment Bill was read. And it was during that time that the National Assembly adopted this bill so that it can actually be where it is, which is at the National Council of Provinces for their consideration. Second slide. Now, the shortcomings that we have in the main relates to management control system, which essentially is nothing but methods of productions and the claims that are used whenever products are actually sold to the public or even exported elsewhere in terms of labeling. And alongside with that, there is the need to ensure that the controls that are there that undergirds the management control systems are audited. Then we have the setting of fees by SNE that we have actually introduced to promote transparency. Second slide. Now, in order for us to deal with those things, as I essentially said, that the actual act is the technicality of it is that it was identified that, look, we have a problem with management control system as it stands in the current act, in that it is actually broad, that it does not have the necessary delimitation in terms of what it is that we wanted to do. So that was brought to attention by the state law advisors. And as a consequence of that, we then sought to change and actually make the definition relevant. And as I indicated, that management control system is nothing but different methods of productions that are out there, which normally when a product is sold, there are claims that seeks to evoke the manner in which the product has actually been produced, so that people can actually buy those products, bearing in mind how it has actually been produced, like your organic and all of these things. So management control system at the base of it is the labels that attaches to the manner in which the product has actually been produced. So you then have audit, because you have to audit the controls. If you claim that the product has been produced in a certain manner, we have to have somebody auditing the whole system. Then we have the definition of sale that has actually been brought in, which in the main is also to harmonize it with the existing legislation within the food control legislation, just to harmonize it with your Consumer Protection Act, as well as your Food Stuff and Cosmetics and Disinfectant Act. Next slide. So this is the actual route that we actually followed. I may not necessarily be able to take you through all of this, but the process began on the 14th of August 2015. And what actually happened, I'm not just going to go through, what actually happened is that we consulted and we had public hearings. There were a certification of the bill itself by chief state law advisors, just to check whether it actually concurs with the Constitution and is aligned with the constitutional framework. We also had to take the bill to Minister of Monitoring and Evaluation, the President, to check it against the SAESA, that is for them to look at the social economic impact assessment of the introduced bill. It was done. It was also introduced partly in the National Assembly, but had to be removed. And it was also then, we started again to the process up to this very point. So if you can just go to the very first slide, because that actually outlines the chronicle, it actually chronicles the way or the the route that we traversed in terms of consultation, in terms of taking it to the necessary forums and up to this very point. The next slides. Nothing tells on that, yes. Yes, so in section one, in order for us to deal with the issue of a different methods of enforcement, because the act as we have it is product and product inspection. So in other words, it focuses on grading. So the inspection itself, we inspect the product when the product complies in terms of its quality, in terms of its labeling, the packaging and the labeling thereof. But we have not actually had an audit which talks to the system itself, which is the method in terms of which the product has actually been produced, whenever such a method is claimed, is actually being used in the label in order to sell that product. So we have then brought in the definition of audit. And the rest is we can go to the next slides. The next one is just a question of alignment of the name of the department director in order for it to align with the new reconfigured administration. Second slide. Then management control system, which as it is, it actually talks to those prescribed the regulations that are going to be used in order for us to authenticate whether the claimed method of production complies with those procedures. So this is what it actually is all about. Forget about the language that is actually written. All that actually means that if you are going to be using a certain claim, there will certainly be regulations which will be set out in connection with that claim. So if you say organic, there would have to be organic regulations. And if such a product is sold, they would have been audited against those regulations. That is management control. So method of production along with the claims that are used in selling the product itself, whether exported or imported or sold locally. Second slide. And then we have the definition of sale, which is just a question of clarity in that you also have sold, sale, and selling, which should actually be having the corresponding meaning as sale. So anywhere where you see sale or sold in the text or the content of the legislation, it will actually denote the same thing as sale. So it has the same meaning. And that is, of course, to bring it in line with other legislations, such as Foodstuff and Cosmetics, as managed under the Department of Health. Second slide. Then we have the designation of assignees. So the assignees, as we have them, we are now going to, we've always been having assignees that are doing product control, such as your PPCB, your SAMIC. So now we have actually made a room for the appointment of an assignee who would actually be having the necessary competencies so far as auditing is concerned. Because those ones were responsible for inspections. However, if they do have the necessary competencies so far as auditing is concerned, we would actually have to make a recommendation to the minister to consider them as such to carry out such a function. Second slide. So this is actually is talking to the an assignee having the relevant knowledge, relevant management control system knowledge. And they don't have to have we are talking about a question of avoiding biasness, any pecuniary interest or any other interest for that matter, such an assignee should not be appointed because it will actually bring up the issue of conflict of interest. So we want an assignee that will be a fair adjudicator in terms of applying this act. Second slide. And this one has to do with the manner in which now Section 3, which promotes our currently the assignees are actually setting fees. In some instances, only the board and the executive of those assignees are only involved in determining the fees without necessary transparency in terms of the subject of those regulations or subject of those applications or those people who are going to be receiving services from them. So what we actually sought to do with this, the introduction of the section, is that we would actually have a situation where you would have to go out there, bring the business plan to our attention, and then we would have to consult with those people who are going to be affected by the fee that is going to be imposed by that city, so that we can solicit their comments. But at the same time, they can know what kind of fees will certainly be visited upon them when inspection or when auditing or inspection is conducted. So this is just about to bring transparency and accountability that fees are not just imposed. In other words, certain sectors who may not necessarily have board representation in those societies may not necessarily be price receivers or fee receivers of inspection. They should actually have a part to play in determining those fees. That's the purpose of that section. Second slide. The other slide. This one, I think I've spoken to. And then the executive officer will certainly play a pivotal role in terms of that. So we have actually set some time frames within which such approval can be given back after consultation with the affected stakeholders in terms of determination of this. And we've also made this consequential change wherever in some sections where inspection was appearing alone as a consequence of our introduction of auditing, which would actually be there to authenticate whether the system complies with the claims that are used in the advancement or sale of the product. We have actually made that consequential change. That is, auditing has been brought in to cover for that. Second slide. There is also a consequential change that audit has actually been brought into those texts which were not necessarily there. Second slide. Even in this case, it's also a question of indication of that is inspection or in some instances audit when production methods are involved. When product are presented for inspection, it will be inspection. Second slide. So this is just to say that in some section 15, this is a section that allows the minister to make regulations. So there will then be that provision for regulations to be made for any management control systems that may be invoked, your free range, your halal, your kosher, your organics. This is the section that actually allows us now to make regulations in that respect. And we'll also touch on auditing. Second slide. Thanks very much for listening to me. Thanks. I think I'm done, Chair.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Dr. Billy. Honorable Minister, do you have anything to add on
before no, I can I think you can open up to the committee for comments and questions for clarity.
Thank you very much, Honorable Minister. Honorable members, this is the let me first welcome the presentation, and then let me give to you, honorable members, to comment or to ask question if you do have. I'll see by raising of hands. I think we have read this bill several times because it has been with us for quite a long time. Okay, I recognize Honorable Lindiwe Bibi. That's the only hand that I see now. Honorable Mama. Mama Bibi.
Okay, Mama, thank you, person, and greetings to the minister and her deputy. Correct me if I'm wrong, maybe because I came in late. And to the officials and also our colleagues. Question, Chairperson, I've got three questions. The first one, firstly, I'd like to welcome the presentation and the briefing that you have received today. First question is, what are the cost implications of the bill? And whether the department has any plans to ensure that the cost is not too heavy on the emerging farmers while enabling them to access the market? Second question, Chairperson, it will be, On the second question, I want to find out whether the department had looked at the implementations of the bill to ensure that the farmers that might be vulnerable are well covered once the bill comes into force. If yes, Chairperson, can we get more information in this regard? My last question, Chairperson, how the department plans to verify the authenticity of the important organic or free range of products? Those are my three questions, Chairperson. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mama.
Thanks.
Let me call Mama Nguyen.
Thanks very much, Chair. Good morning to all the members and the department. And also thank you for the presentation from the department. Chairperson, thank you, Chairperson, for recognizing me. I have the following question to ask to the department. My first question, Chair, is based on monitoring for compliance. I wanted to find out from the department after the bill have been passed, how will it be monitored for compliance? My second question, Chair, is based on the future problem that may impact on the bill. Chair, I wanted to check if the department have noted anything in the bill that might cause future problems. If yes, what are the anticipated problems for challenge? The third question, Chair, is based on the budget and the personnel. Can the department indicate whether it has enough budget and the personnel capacity to carry out the additional responsibility that will come with the proposed amendment? The fourth question, Chair, is based on the stakeholders consulted. During the consultation process, I want to check, Chair, that did the department consult and engage the traditional leadership on the bill? If yes, what are the reaction of the traditional leadership? And if no, why not? Thanks, Chairperson. I'll pause for now and wait for the response. Gyabog.
Thank you very much, Mama. Let me recognize Honorable Mabato Mukausa. Honorable Mukausa Mabato.
Thank you, Chairperson. Am I audible? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you, Chairperson. Let me also recognize the department. And mine is just 2 points that I need to maybe pass through the department. During these consultations that you had, I believe farmers were also, or food production marketers were also consultant, I believe so. Given the circumstances and the economic, decline of our country, have they raised issues pertaining to the bill? If the bill is implemented, what is it that is going to affect them tremendously in with regard to their production? And also, how do you plan to monitor if there are no discrepancies, if the bill is passed, the bill is implemented, if there's no anyone who's actually going to be a stumbling block in the implementation of all this? Do you have mechanism in place to make sure as a department that this is implemented properly and this is going to be monitored, that there are no discrepancies? Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mam Kausa. I think it was only three hands that I recognize. Now I will give back to the minister and Dr. Makafula, or the minister and her team.
Thank you very much, Chair. I will ask Billy Makafula to give a response to the question, and I'll come after.
Thank you very much, Chairperson and the Minister. With respect to the first question of cost implication, the cost implications were looked into, and we actually discovered there's no cost implication that is going to derive as a consequence of the bill coming in, insofar as the budget as well as personnel is concerned. It was going to be, it would actually be there, but it's actually going to be a question of reorganization more than anything, because the Act as it exists in its current form, we are already playing that role in terms of inspection of the product. So the change that we actually brought in was to cover for those products with certain label claims. In other words, there's certain claims like your organic product. Currently, those products are actually being sold, and private inspection bodies or private certification bodies are actually involved in seen to either those product complies to whatever claim is there. As to whether the regulations or the standard that they use or they claim to use is something that can actually be gotten hold of just to give people the necessary confidence in the product, it's not something that is we are sure of. So what the bill is going to be doing is that it's going to bring about confidence in that we are going to have one minimum regulation which would then be implemented through either the inspectors of the department or an assignee, as I indicated, that there's already a provision that has been made for an assignee with the necessary competence to see to it that the auditing of that those regulations that pertains to organic or free range are concerned. So that is going to be done. And auditing in itself is not something that happens every time the product is sold. It can actually take place once a year. And we would actually come up with the regulations. It's not going to be something that is going to be, the product is going to be inspected every time the product is sold. All that you have to do is to see to it that the food business operator or production unit that claims to produce organic product are visited probably once a year or twice a year, just to see to it that there are controls and principles. They are not necessarily using conventional fertilizer, or they are not using pesticides and all of those things. And they adhere to whatever we shall have laid out in the regulation. So it certainly, in terms of cost, is not going to be much. But more so, the cost factor has actually been mitigated in the sense that whenever such fees, every affected person would certainly know that this is the fee that I'm going to be meeting in terms of, or complying with, or in terms of paying, because we would have to consult with them. So the bill itself has actually made provision for consultation with affected stakeholders. So we don't anticipate, given the fact that most of our people, in fact, produce most of their product without the use of chemicals or conventional inputs as we know them to increase production. So most of their product in the main are organic or free range for that matter, they're not necessarily caged. So with the introduction of this bill, the regulation will provide that central place where we would actually know that if it is organic, whether you find it in Woolworths or it actually complies with the minimum regulations. And there's an assignee that has actually published the fees that all of us know. And the inspection free, the auditing frequency is probably once a year. But what you are going to then derive in terms of benefits, because we know that the claims to those products, they normally come up with a certain premium, high premium for that matter, because those are actually sold to discerning customers. So we don't anticipate. So the cost benefit will certainly make up for whatever cost that may actually be, the benefit that are going to be derived will certainly make up for the cost that may be incurred in terms of payment of one inspection per year while the product is going to be sold. But it's going to provide that necessary minimum regulations for all of us to comply without necessarily limiting this thing to a distinguished few who can afford private certification bodies. So the implementation that, so by my answering of that question, I'll certainly go for the implementation body will certainly be our own inspectors. And this only arises, it's conditional, whenever the claims are used. So if a product is sold without you saying it's free range or organic or grass fed or halal for that matter, you don't actually have to worry. The normal inspection that has been taking place under the Act will certainly be taking place. So there's no any other cost that we are anticipating. We anticipate you can only incur a cost which is also associated with the benefits of actually tapping into that market that is exclusively for the descending customers. That would cover for implementation as well as for imported organic and free range product that might be coming in the country. Normally we do have what we call equivalency in terms of trade. So there will be at times when we go to, we have certain undertaking from our trading partner to say that, look, whatever we actually export to us and there are certain claims, those claims would have to be substantiated. But equally there is this program which we embark on where, like they do actually come and visit to check whether our food controls are in place. We also do actually have that opportunity to go to those import or countries that are trading in South Africa, exporting South Africa, where we actually send our inspectors to look at their systems, whether their systems are what they claim to be, because we would actually be having a database of products that are coming into the country, specifically claiming to be organic or produced in any other matter different from conventional. So in terms of that, we'll certainly take care of that. But there would actually be accompanying attestations to substantiate that the product indeed has been produced in a manner that is claiming to have been produced. So that covers for monitoring and the cost. And in terms of when we consulted, the concerns that we actually picked up were more on clarity. So the bill as it is actually before you has actually gone through extensive scrutiny. So it is more refined now. So all that we had concerns with was issues of clarity, which we have actually worked on. And we have incorporated as much, have considered as much comments as possible from the affected community. And this is more than anything, something that is welcomed by the farming community, that it actually brings about clarity. Product actually being sold now, but there's no something that you can actually benchmark this product against insofar as regulation is concerned. So in terms of roadshows, our roadshows were throughout the 9 provinces. So it could be that one of those people or those people who attended when we invited, it could have involved a traditional leaders, but we do not actually per se approach traditional leaders as an institution, but we actually extended an invitation through Government Gazette, through I think media, print media, where we invited when we did our roadshows throughout all the provinces. So any other person who was invited, so we would not necessarily be outright and say that, look, we contacted the traditional leaders. So we have consulted extensively. It could be that they may have been part of those people then that came during the road shows. And I think I've responded, unless of course I've responded, most of the questions revolves around implementation mechanisms, which will certainly be taken care of, because the assignee itself, they'll be conducting inspections, but the oversight will be played by the department. In instances where the product has not yet, or an assignee has not been assigned, inspectors from government will certainly be carrying out inspection. We do normally publish our fees in the Government Gazette, our tariffs. Equally, all of the assignees are going to be publishing their fees in the government tariffs. They are fixed for a particular period, normally for a financial year, until they're reviewed. I think that would certainly be my answer, Minister and the Chairperson.
No, thank you very much, Ndade Makafula. Minister, do you want to add?
Thank you very much. I just wanted to clarify a matter that Mr. Makafula has already indicated, we didn't approach the traditional leaders institution per se for consultation on this legislation. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you very much, Minister. Minister, if you didn't consult the traditional leaders, maybe the, what you call the body, the whatever, that body governs the traditional leaders, are they not going to be an obstacle for the, this bill? Because normally the traditional leaders, especially when it comes to the issues, some issues, they raise a number of issues. They will say they are not taking to, they were not consulted. So they can make sure that this bill, I know it's a technical bill, but at some point the provinces, they will do the public hearing. When they do public hearing, and are they not going to get obstacle from the traditional leaders?
Chairperson, through you, we do not anticipate it. However, we can engage the National House of Traditional Leaders, particularly the Agricultural Committee, on this matter, parallel to the work that you'll be doing, so that if they have some input, they can put it through the process of the public hearing of the NCOP. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Honorable Minister. Honorable members, do you have any clarity-seeking question? Honorable Van Heesten?
I will also want to say something, Honorable Chair.
Oh, Honorable Mkiva, yes. Let me hear, let me give Honorable Van Heesten first, and then we will come, Honorable Mkiva.
Thank you, Honorable Chair, and thank you for the presentation. Honorable Chair, if I may refer to slides number 11 and 12 of the presentation. On slide 11, and I don't know if it would be possible to just flight that again. On slide 11, it refers to, in the definitions, to person. Thank you very much. Yes. There you see that to dispose of to any person, whereas in the next slide, then person is expanded upon by also in, including institutions, etc. Yeah.
Thank you, Honorable. Are you still?
No. I think the presenters are still trying to just flight 11 and 12, because I just want to point out that there is a different approach on slide 12 then to slide 11. In slide 11, it says to transmit, convey, deliver, prepare for sale, and then it says to any person. It's a new insert in the definition. Whereas on slide 12, then it says designate as assigning a person, and then it expands by saying undertaking, body, institution, association, or board. Now, my question is just, if we want to redefine the term to sell, quite often agricultural products are not only being sold to natural persons, but also to juristic persons, to shops, to companies, etc. And my question is just, should we not, in terms of the definition or the amendment to the definition, either say that, you know, the word person also includes not only natural persons, but also juristic persons? That is just my question to the presenter. Thank you for the opportunity, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Van Heesten. Honorable Prince Mkiva.
No, thank you. Thank you very much, Chairperson. Let me also welcome the presentation of this amendment, which points to the technical issues that have been highlighted and lifted by the minister, as well as the senior official from the department. Now, I just wanted to to say that indeed we do have the traditional leadership have got a very good working relationship with the department and the minister, or and the office of the minister in particular. So I was going to say that there is a scheduled interaction which will happen in July between the leadership of Contralesa at a national level, which includes provincial representatives for all provinces. It could be an opportune time also just for the department and the ministry to give us a heads up on this. I don't anticipate anything. I happen to be at the center of the leadership of the institution of traditional leadership in the country. So that's why I'm highlighting that they couldn't, that I don't anticipate as well any hindrance to something of this nature, which is really technical. But of course, it's always important that the institution is taken into confidence, so that when things like this happen, there is ownership. You know, there was a discussion which once took place within the framework of the movement, wherein you may find that Spluma was merely rejected on the basis of the fact that there was no prior consultation. Spluma is a very good act, but the manner in which it was processed, it sort of in the sense that traditional leadership felt that way, that they were undermined on how it was pursued. So in that context, I'm just saying that this one is just an amendment based on technical issues and the good relationship that we have with the minister, I think will help, because she always takes us into confidence. So I'm saying that the interaction that we will have, the department will be briefing us with a number of programs that they are doing, and then they can also brief us on specific matters like this amendment, which is technical. Thank you very much, Chairperson. Otherwise, I think that this amendment is a progressive thing that it must be welcomed. Thank you very much.
No, thank you very much, honorable members, for questions. Let me give back to the minister and Dr. Makafula, or whoever who will be assisting. Minister?
Thank you very much. Billy, can you respond on the question of the juristic person as part of the broader definition of a person?
Thank you very much, Chairperson and the Minister. The definition of any person appears under CEL, and that any person could actually be a natural person or a juristic person. The definition in essence seeks to communicate that when you actually, the definition of CEL include all of those things that have actually been highlighted, that to advertise, to keep, expose, you transmit, to transmit, convey or deliver, or prepare for sale or exchange, or dispose of to any person. So it could be a natural or juristic person. It does not necessarily matter. So that is why we said actually to any person. But if, however, the honorable member reads that to any person could actually be referring to natural person and thereby excluding juristic person, we can actually dispense to any person, because in the previous definition that we have to dispose of in any way for consideration. And then what actually matters is that sold, selling, and sale is what we sought to introduce. So that whenever you actually come across the word selling or sale or sold in the text itself, it actually denotes the same thing as sale. So it would not necessarily be that material if we were to dispense with to any person, but from where we're sitting, to any person could actually be natural person or juristic person for that matter. But if that actually harbors any problems in terms of interpretation, I don't think that it will actually dilute the actual meaning of what we intended to bring into the fore here. But of course, the second one has to delineate, it's an institution that the minister has that opportunity to appoint a person who might have knowledge in his own right as a natural person, or you could actually appoint a juristic person, and in that very person, because it is not exhaustive, we just mentioned an undertaking, we mentioned institution, association, and board. That is not necessarily exhaustive. So again, to assign a person in that instance could actually be a natural or even a juristic person.
It's okay.
So it does not necessarily limit in any case, in the same manner as I've explained in terms of definition of say. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Billy. I think the proposal made by Honorable Vestazen, I would say it would be acceptable to us, so that in the definition phase where you put person, you could also in brackets indicate that this could be a natural person or a juristic person, so that wherever the word is used in the bill, the interpretation will be clearly understood in terms of how broad that definition is. Thank you very much, Chair.
No, thank you, Honorable Minister. Minister, without wasting any time, let me give you a word of maybe the overall or whatever before I can release you and in the department. And we thank you for attending this meeting and clarify, like sometimes we need a political input from our ministers. For you to be here in this meeting, we really appreciated that. Thank you very much. Now, you can say something, Minister, before you leave.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and thanks, honorable members of the Select Committee. Indeed, we appreciate the opportunity you have given us to brief you on this legislation and trust that as a committee, you'll be able to engage further with us should there be any other issues that might require your concern in respect of the legislation. And we do take advice on some of the matters that members have raised that you'd like us to attend to, such as the engagement with the traditional leaders, and also the matter that was just raised now regarding the broader definition of the person, such that it includes the juristic person, so that there's no misinterpretation. Chairperson, indeed, we also do respect and take into consideration the need for us to appear to the Select Committee and Portfolio Committee as much as we can. The only challenge at times, and I would always try to engage with the chair if there's a clash, like today I started in the portfolio committee, I went to cabinet and came here, and we left the director general with the portfolio committee to continue because they are doing the briefing on the committee and entities on quarter 3 and 4. So myself and Mr. Billy Makafula were excused in that meeting in order to come to the Select Committee. So where there are clashes, we will try and engage both chairs to see how we can make sure that we create space for attending to both committees, even if it's the same time, maybe look at the issues of changing the time so that it accommodates the executive authority to be on both meetings. Otherwise, Chairperson, once again, would like to say thank you for giving us this opportunity.
Thank you, ma'am. I think the issue of clashing meetings is very key. We, as the Chairperson, we need to look at our programs, and so that tomorrow we must not blame the ministers to say they are not attending or they are not taking us serious. We will make sure that next time we look at our program, Honorable Minister, to to make sure that if it's the same issues like we did last time when we were presenting the APP, we had a joint meeting with the portfolio committee. So we will do that, Honorable Minister. Minister and your team, thank you very much. But lastly, Minister, these committee members, they are saying they don't know Honorable Deputy Minister Kapa. She has never been coming to the select committee once. The only deputy minister who's always coming to us is Honorable Squacha. He's doing very well to the committee. But Honorable, that's why I don't even know how to pronounce his, her name. She has never come. And today, it's for the first time we received her apology. So next time she must come to, just to come and greet us, to say, I'm the deputy minister in your portfolio committee, honorable members.
Thank you very much. I've taken note of that, Chairperson and members. I will engage with Deputy Minister Kapa on the matter that you have just raised. Once again, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. You are released and your team. Thank you. Amanda, while the department is leaving the meeting, in the meantime, you can flag the minutes of the last week meeting. Okay. The first one is, oh, honorable members, did you receive the minutes? Because there is, I don't know if it's M or what. That is in the parliamentary emails. Some members, they don't receive.
Yes, Chair, we did receive.
Okay. Some members, they do receive. Some, their emails have been hacked. So I just want to check with you guys, honorable members, did you receive on time the minutes? Heaven. And welcome you,
Pop. Yes, we did, Chairperson.
Honorable Nyambi, welcome. We received the apology last time.
Thank you, Mama.
Another meeting. Thank you for being in our meeting. Honorable members, this is the minutes of the last week, the 6th June. The first one is the attendance. Honorable members that are there in the meeting, and then the apologies. The second page, and here is the support staff, and then, yeah, here is the engagement, the summary proceeding of the many meetings. Any correction, members, do you want to do? Okay, you can, hello? Okay.
No.
Okay. Anything? Okay. Let's continue. Okay. 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 So it looks like honorable members have read the minutes. So
Chairperson?
Yes, honorable PP.
PP moves for the adoption of the minutes because we did get them on time. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you very much, honorable Mama. Any second? Yes, honorable Mama.
I would like to second the minutes. Thanks, Chair.
So thank you very much, honorable Mamongwenya, honorable BB, for adopting our minutes. This minute is duly adopted. Any item or anything for the committee, Amanda?
No, Chair, the agenda is done.
Okay, no. Thank you very much. Honorable members, thank you. Honorable Mukause.
Before we go, is there any briefing on the oversight in Northern Cape?
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah, we are having an oversight for Northern Cape on the 26th, from the 26th. Until the one. The first day will be in Katu, where we are going to receive the presentations from the general managers, mine general managers. Remember, we went to Katu and then committee raised their issues. Now we are going to get the response from the general managers. The whole day, all the mines in Kurumani, they will be presenting to us, and then we'll be engaging with them the whole day. And then the second day, it will be Transnet. Transnet, it will be there to answer again the questions of the train or whatever you see. Remember, in the Northern Cape, there are a lot of traffic yadi trucks that are loading minerals to other areas. So we, Honorable Mkiva will be there with his entity Transnet, whereby they are going to answer all those questions, because that questions was raised when we are in Mpumalanga, and then even last time it was raised in Northern Cape. So then Transnet will be presenting, and then after Transnet we'll be going to Kuruman. At Kuruman the following day, we are going to receive a presentation. We are going to, what do you call it, South 32 mine, where we'll be there with the Department of Environment on the issue of pollution. Because also the community raised the issue of pollution. So we'll be going there. And then the last day, we will be in Camden Village in Kosipetu, whereby the two traditional leaders and the CPAs, the former CPA and the current CPA, they are fighting. So we will be there to hear both from the former CPA and the current CPA and the traditional leaders, because it seems the new traditional leaders, the Khosi doesn't know the new CPA. Yeah, there are a lot of... by the way, before we leave Gadu, we'll be receiving presentation from the department, the adult. After Transnet, it will be department, the adult, Department of Rural Development, to present in all about all the CPAs in Northern Cape. That's all, honorable members. That's all, honorable member, for the briefing, Northern Cape. So, honorable members, let me thank you for attending this meeting. We hope you will avail yourself again for the oversight, which it will take place the following week, 26. Yeah, it's that week. We requested that week. We know that it will be the beginning of our constituency, but we requested that week from the WIP and the House Chair to allow us to take that oversight during that time, the constituency, knowing that we have a lot of things in front of us. And lastly, honorable members, I'll request you, today we have received a presentation from the department. Let's go back to our provinces to brief them about that bill so that we can be able to deal with this bill as soon as possible. Because when the provinces have been briefed, it's going to be possible for them, easy for them to go for public hearing. It's a technical bill. Yes, there's no need for us to go to public hearing, but the provinces will do the public hearing if they want to. It's not a matter of force for them to go for public hearing, but it is important so that when we deal with the final mandate and the mandate from the provinces, we know this is a mandate from our communities, not only from us as honorable members. So I hope honorable members will go back to their provinces to go and brief them about this bill. And we know that we still have another bill, Fell Fire Bill, that is was presented, I think it was last time, to us. Also, I requested the members to go back to the provinces to brief them about that bill. They are very important bill in our country. So we need to help our legislatures to be able for them to go to the public hearing. Honorable members, by so saying, I take this opportunity to thank you, everybody who's in the meeting, for making time to attend this meeting. We know sometimes our meeting clashes, but you make time for this meeting. And lastly, honorable members, as you know that our committee secretary is not well at all. From time to time, I request you, because he cannot speak. Nowadays, now, totally, he cannot. His voice is, Please send him messages to say, get well and so on, to comfort somebody when he's in a difficult time. So he needs us. He needs our support as our colleague. So I hope we'll do that. Thank you very much, honorable members. This meeting is officially adjourned. Thank you. See you later on in the house. Thank you.
Thank you, Mama.
Recording stopped.